Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Mateo, do you have time to help me organize the storage room? The construction crew's going to be starting renovations on the lobby next week. We need to make space to store the lobby furniture.
Actually, I know the plan is to replace those tables and chairs. Maybe we should just donate them now rather than putting them in storage.
Good idea. I'll do some research to see which organizations accept donations of furniture. I'm sure there are several in the area.
Number 32. According to the woman, what will happen next week? Number 33. What does the man recommend? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Liam. We're really glad to have you join our team. The harvest season is our busiest.
I'm excited to get started.
Let me introduce you to Brian. He will take you out to the berry fields for your training.
Hi, Liam. Here's a pair of gloves for you to use.
Thanks.
The berry picking is really straightforward, but it's important that you get plenty of water and stay hydrated in this heat.
I brought a big bottle of it with me, so I should be fine.
Number 35. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 36. What does Brian give to Liam? Number 37. According to Brian, what is important? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to my gardening podcast. I'm Rajesh Varma, and today I'm here with Sojin Lee, a botanist from Denton University who recently developed a new hybrid flower. Could you tell us more, Professor Lee?
Certainly. I developed a new type of rose. It's special because it blooms longer than any other rose.
That's interesting. Is it difficult to grow?
Not if it's planted under the right conditions. Next month, the rose will be featured at the botanical show downtown. I hope your listeners will come to see it.
Number 38. Who most likely is the man? Number 39. What does the woman say is special about a flower? Number 40. What will happen next month? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
So, Vivek, I think our employees could benefit from some more training. How about using this software application that I found? The app provides a platform for uploading our own training videos, and employees could view them on their phones at any time.
You know, I've heard that those online programs help employees retain knowledge, but aren't those apps expensive?
Actually, the cost is reasonable, and the website has some interesting reviews from other businesses that have used the app and found it helpful.
Number 41. What does the woman propose doing? Number 42. What is the man concerned about? Number 43. According to the woman, what can be found on a website? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Christina. Did you have a chance to look over the applications from our sales representatives who are interested in the new team leader role? We'll need to decide on a team leader soon.
I did. I really liked Amanda Diop's application. She's the one who signed that deal with Wollaston Corporation.
I agree. That was an impressive deal. Wollaston is one of our biggest clients now. I think Amanda would be a great choice.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page. I'll complete the paperwork and send it to the Human Resources Department later today.
Number 44. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 45. According to the speakers, what has Amanda Diop accomplished? Number 46. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for agreeing to this interview for our upcoming article in the Thomasville Gazette, Ms. Haddad.
Of course. As you know, the City Council is proposing the implementation of a road tax, and I want to make sure the public is informed about it.
Well, we like to keep our readers in the know, so we have a long list of questions for you.
I'll start. What does the city plan to do with this tax revenue, Ms. Haddad?
The money will be used to add bicycle lanes citywide, which I'm excited about. Bicycle lanes should reduce traffic and promote health.
Some business owners are concerned about losing street parking. Are you worried about that?
Number 47. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 48. What is Ms. Haddad excited about? Number 49. What concern does the man point out? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Ms. Gomez. I wanted to update you on the travel plans for your meeting with Scani Department Store.
Thanks for taking care of that. They're prospective clients, and I've been so busy sending them samples and preparing my presentation that I haven't given a thought to my reservations.
Happy to help. I've confirmed your plane reservation. Just remember, Vela Air only allows one free piece of carry-on luggage. Otherwise, there'll be an extra charge.
Okay. Can you forward the plane ticket confirmation, please?
I'll email you right now.
Number 50. Who is the woman scheduled to meet with? Number 51. What does the man remind the woman about? Number 52. What does the man agree to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Marcel from Novix Solutions. Glad you could stop by my trade show booth today.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sylvia from Media Futurescapes. So what type of product does your company provide?
We create accounting software so that companies can do their own accounting. Currently, I'm showcasing a new version for companies with under 50 employees.
Well, we have about 200 employees.
I understand. Here's a chart that provides an overview of our complete range of products.
Number 53. Where are the speakers? Number 54. What does the woman mean when she says,
"We have about 200 employees"?
Number 55. What does the man give to the woman? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Rodrigo, aren't we scheduled to start the seal coating job for the street parking around Bevelton Shopping Center next week?
We were going to start those repairs on Monday, but I've been looking at the weather. It's going to rain all weekend. I think we should reschedule.
Right. We can't add a protective layer to the asphalt when it's wet. I'll contact the property manager at the shopping center to discuss alternative dates.
Okay. Just so you know, we've received a few new requests for consultations on our road repair services. I'll try to slot those in for Monday instead.
Number 56. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 57. Why will a project be rescheduled? Number 58. What will the speakers most likely do on Monday? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Tasneem, I've been looking at the production process for soaps in our facility, and I think there's room for improvement.
Improvements that could decrease our production time?
Yes. Consider this. Once the soap mixtures are poured into the molds, employees have to carry the batches across the room.
I see what you mean. If we reinstalled the drying racks closer to the mixing station, they wouldn't have to walk as far.
Exactly. A small change like that can have a big effect on total output.
But wouldn't that be expensive?
Let me show you the cost projection.
Number 59. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
"Employees have to carry the batches across the room"?
Number 61. What will the man show the woman? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and supply order.
I was just looking at the supply request form you submitted for our engineering department.
Yes?
I think you might have made a mistake. Do we really need that many computer mouses?
Oh, that is a mistake. I meant to request 2.
Okay, great. I did think that was strange, given that there are only 15 of us in our department.
Thanks for catching that. Do you know when the supplies will get here?
I'll place the order this afternoon, so they'll probably arrive next week.
Number 62. What department do the speakers work in? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which quantity needs to be changed? Number 64. What does the woman ask about? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and pricing list.
Welcome to Halcyon Florals. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm planning the Lambert Evans wedding that's taking place this weekend. I received an email this morning that there's a problem with the flowers I ordered for the floral arrangements.
Yes. Unfortunately, my supplier notified me that they're out of stock because of a shortage. I'm sorry, but you'll have to choose a replacement for the lilies.
I know my client likes orchids, but I'm guessing those are too expensive. We'll still need a flower that's under $5 per stem.
Well, what about these? They fit within your budget.
Those will be perfect.
Number 65. What type of event are the speakers discussing? Number 66. According to the woman, what has caused a problem? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which flowers will be used in the arrangements? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and storefront.
I think I've inspected enough to determine a fair market value for your store.
Okay. You have the paperwork verifying that I replaced my roof last year, right? Buyers look for properties that don't need major repairs.
I do have that. And you're right. Recent repairs are a factor that add to the value of a property.
The historic windows will be a selling point, I think. They're made of hand-blown glass. All the storefronts in this row of shops have them.
They do add character. Now, I need to walk around with my camera to take some photos to file with my paperwork.
Number 68. What is the man most likely planning to do? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which part of the storefront does the man say is historic? Number 70. What will the woman do next?